verse 1 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for the evidence of things not seen." Go to verse 6. "But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that is cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of them." Now, faith and hope go together. The object of hope is the object of faith. Notice that the evidence of not seeing, for we walk by faith, not by sight. You may think of things in a courtroom, they use evidence that you can see to prove a case. But real faith is evidence to believe. Faith is the evidence. Some people believe that faith comes in feeling, but is not. Faith is spiritual, not physical. Hebrews 11:2 says, "For by it the elders obtain a good report, such as Abraham." Abraham had a lot of faith. God asked him to do something that would be really hard to do. God asked Abraham to take his son up in the mountains and sacrifice him. How hard that would be to sacrifice someone you really love. In Genesis 22:1-2 says, "And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham, and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thou son, thou only son, Isaac, who thou lovest, and great thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell of thee." So God told him, "Go out, slay your son." And Abraham says, "Okay." So Abraham wakes up the next morning. He takes two young men with him and his son Isaac. And on their walk with God, on the third day, God told him where to slay his son. And as he walked, he brung his supplies, everything that he needed. And his son said, "Father, I see the supplies, but where's the lamb?" And Abraham told him, "My God will provide the lamb." So Abraham already had faith that he was going to do something. And as Abraham's about to take the knife to slay his only son, God stops him, says, "Wait." He understands that he has faith, he fears God, he loves him enough to do what he has asked him. So he's going to stop slaying his son. And out of nowhere, this lamb from behind him, it's caught in bushes from its horns. And there's his sacrifice. Lord already blessed him for going to sacrifice his son. And God honored that. In Matthew 6:30, "Therefore, if God so clothe the grass of the fields, which today is and tomorrow is cast to the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought of saying, What shall we eat, or what shall we drink? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye need of all these things. But seek ye first of the kingdom of God and his righteousness, of all these things will be added unto you." If you just have faith and believe, whatever it might be that you're going through, He will honor that and respect that, and He will supply your needs. Just seek for Him. Just seek Him. If you're going through something or need something from Him, seek Him. And He will bless you. I want to close with saying, whatever it may be, just pray first. And if He allows it, have hope. And He'll give it to you. And these altars are open.
Well, let's come around the altar area. You know, the Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God, to please Him. So tonight, let's come and let's build our faith. That way we can have the opportunity to please God. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
It's more than I can stand. I'm there. peace, it's overwhelming. And I'm desperate for you. And I'm lost without you. And I'm desperate for you. And I'm lost without you. And I'm lost without you.
And
I wanna sit at your feet, drink from the cup in your hand, lay back against you and breathe and feel your heart beat. This love is so deep, it's more than I can stand. I melt in your peace, it's overwhelming. And I'm desperate for you. And for you. To the earth you created, all for love's sake became poor. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether
together,
wonderful
to me.
Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether.
Thank you. step down into darkness. Open my eyes and let me see beauty that made this heart adore you. All for the life been with you. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me.
You know, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7, for we walk by faith and not by sight. So many times we get into a habit, like in our bedroom. We can walk in our bedroom with our light off. We can make our way through our bedroom to where we can get over to turn on the light. Or if the electricity goes off in the house, you know the house. You know, okay, I can go about right here. Sometimes you'll bump into something. But in the walk of life, you're always having things thrown at you. You're not really familiar with the walk that you're going to be taking. That's why it says that we walk by faith, not by sight. We need to have faith in God. We need to trust in God and believe that he's going to guide us through, just like Brother Cody was talking about. We have to believe and have faith. In Hebrews chapter 11, this book right here is full of faith. This chapter is full of faith. It says, by faith Abel offered unto God. By faith Enoch was translated. By faith Noah. By faith Abraham. So on and so forth, all the great men of the Bible. It says, by faith. By faith, by faith. So that shows us tonight that we have to have faith, Brother Kevin. We cannot walk this life without faith. It has to be a part of our life, just like breathing. Everybody go, you're sucking in air. You need to suck in the faith. You need to apply the faith to your life. I don't want to preach Brother Cody's message, but I could. Amen. We're going to ask Brother Kevin to come and pray as we are dismissed, as we're dismissed tonight.
Hallelujah. God, we thank you for a great service we had tonight. God, we just thank you for everything you have done in our lives, God. God, we thank you for the move, God, we felt here tonight, Lord. God, we thank you, Lord, God. God, just be with each and one of us, Lord, while we go out separate ways. God, keep your hand of protection on us, Lord, and bring us back here Sunday safely. In your name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Ain't nothing like being put on the spot.
Watch out. Okay, brother, how you doing?